TOEFL Map. Listening, Advanced. Part A. Understanding Listening Question Types. Type 1. Example of a GIST content question. Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
One of the more unusual members of the lizard family is the gecko. It's notable mainly for its ability to climb walls and cross ceilings. Geckos are found in warm climates, are usually nocturnal, and eat insects. They lack eyelids, but instead have a thin, transparent membrane over their eyes. Many species actually lick their eyelids with their long tongue to keep them moist. Yuck! The largest geckos range from about 11 to 14 inches long. They vary in color, and some have the ability to change colors to blend in with their backgrounds. Now, I'd like to discuss the gecko's, well, special feature. I refer, of course, to its ability to, well, climb up flat-surfaced walls and cling to ceilings. Many gecko species have this ability, although some aren't, particularly good climbers. Yet some geckos have even been observed ascending smooth glass. How's this possible? Well, surprisingly, there's no sticky substance involved. It was once thought that they had bristle-like hairs on their feet, which, hooked into surfaces. But that's impossible to do on glass. Closer studies, however, have revealed the truth. The structure of the gecko's foot is what makes wall climbing possible. Their feet have large, soft pads that are covered in bristle-like hairs called setae. That's S-E-T-A-E. Setae are much smaller than human hairs. In fact, there are tens of thousands of them on each toe. Imagine how small each one must be to fit that many on a lizard's toe. Then, on each setae, there are many spatula-shaped pads. Oh, I see frowns on some faces, so let me explain. By spatula, I mean the kitchen utensil you use for frying and flipping over eggs or pancakes. Got it? Good. These spatula-shaped features are so tiny, they're impossible to see without a microscope. These physical features interact with smooth surfaces under the influence of van der Waals forces. That's a physics term named after a Dutch scientist. Now, I don't want to get into it too much since this isn't, well, I'm not teaching a physics class, but van der Waals forces deal with how things are attracted and repulsed at the molecular level. Essentially, geckos use moisture, which is always found at least in low levels on surfaces like walls and ceilings, to create a temporary bond with the setae on their toes. This, then, lets them utilize their wall-climbing abilities.
What is the lecture mainly about?